Here's the 3-1. Drill deep to left field. There it goes. Number 60. Slide over, babe. You've got some company. Aaron James Judge has tied George Herman Babe Ruth with 60 home runs.
I don't think about it. I don't think about the numbers. And, you know, when you talk about Ruth and Maris and Mantle and all these, you know, Yankees greats that, you know, there's so many great things in this game. You know, you never imagine as a kid, you know, getting mentioned with them. But, you know, it's an incredible honor.
The Yankees are trying to win the game. That one's drilled to left field. Is it high enough? See ya! A walk-off grand slam! And the Yankees win! Judge hit 60, and the Yankees win in walk-off fashion.
Welcome on in, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network, presented as always by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hochstra with you on a Wednesday. Ton to do today. Ben Brown, Pro Football Focus next hour. Our power rankings at about 20 minutes in the NFL. It's a tough Survivor Week. Stat leaders, college football futures. We'll get to all of it. A lot of NFL here on this Wednesday as we transition to Week 3. We start, though, with a little baseball from last night as Aaron Judge hits number 60. We talked a couple weeks ago about there was a prop up. How many home runs would he hit? Would he get over or under 61.5? Obviously, he's going to go over here. He's at 60 with a couple weeks to go in the season. The Yankees are going to find a way to win the East, I still believe, even though they made it dicey there and Paul had a chance in his season-long bet. But number 60 last night, Joe, for Aaron Judge.
I had a feeling something funny was happening last night. And if you had the Pirates up 8-4, in the eighth inning, like, oh, we're going to steal a game. I was hoping for survivor purposes because we're all the way down to the end. I've got to take Pittsburgh as one of my teams and Colorado's the other. Good job, Rocks at home. You're going to lose two straight games to the Giants. You've been doing terrific. And Pirates up 8-4 going into the ninth was not enough. Soon as that Judge homer happened, it wasn't, oh, you're still up 8-5. I'm like, uh-oh. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, bases loaded, nobody out. Here we go. This is over. This is over completely. I can't wait to see the Yankees losing the playoffs. So let's get there already, people. I'm looking forward to it. I'm just ready for it all to start because we saw the White Sox in their must-win game completely crumble. The game that I was hearing for weeks and weeks about, oh, the White Sox are going to sweep the Guardians. Then they're going to be right there. Baseball was interesting last night. We haven't had a lot of these, Joe G, but no, Aaron, are you going to be rooting for the Yankees? Really? Get out of here
I want the other New York team.
Aaron's a Mets fan.
I can't wait for them. We are celebrating Aaron Judge and his big milestone.
Yeah, celebrating anything. Celebrate? Celebrate what? Get out of here. He sucks.
So,
Pirates losing was a lead last night.
What? And
you guys disagree?
You woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. Hello.
I don't really.
Survivor picks. It's Survivor picks.
Honestly. Okay. I'll push that to the side for a moment. I don't care about MLB milestones anymore. I don't. That was ruined years ago. And people are like, oh, well, Judge isn't on anything. Okay. Whatever. Like, all of these are broken. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm not interested in having the debate, is Bonds really have the record or is it a different number and what kind of games we play with that? But Seelig decided it was all good. It was all good when he was commissioner. So a lot of these milestones and these records that we've had barroom debates about forever, baseball ruined it all. So, I mean, this is the result. Idiots like me are like, well, 60 homers? Cool. I don't really care. Yankees are going to lose in the playoffs anyways. So whatever. That's what baseball did to itself. I'm sure Joe G's getting romantic about it today, seeing 60 last night, but I'm not there with anything as far as these milestones with baseball.
So I'm not. And here's what strikes me as odd. Like, I get that he's a Yankee, right? And then the Maris Ruth thing that kind of ties everything together. Mm-hmm. I've seen six separate 60 home run seasons, right? The record
I saw it in my city.
Right, the record. Yeah, you said a bunch. The record is 73. I mean, he's having a great season. I mean, this is an all-time offensive season. He's a great player, but I don't know. He's 13 off the record. Like, it doesn't move me. Like, we saw Giancarlo Stanton at 59 a few years ago. Is it that much different? I don't know. I think baseball has made this bigger because they want someone to do it clean. He's a Yankee. He's one of the faces of baseball. This feels like it's been artificially pumped up. New York. I mean, I get it, but
yeah.
I mean, I don't really care how many home runs he hits, unless he got close to 73. Then that'd be interesting, right? That would be history. This is just a great player having a great season.
I get why Aaron's excited, because home run props. She made some money off Aaron Judge.
That's right.
Ran that wallet.
What did you think about the college student, the 20-year-old who caught the ball, and then what did he get in exchange? Oh. Like a meet and greet, 4 autographed baseballs, and
basically got a ham sandwich.
I know, that's what I thought.
Come on, dude. Come on. Okay. So
as long as Zach Campbell doesn't get these balls, I don't care. Anybody else, as long as it's not Zach Campbell, that guy who goes to games and like punches kids in the face to catch milestone home runs.
He's the worst. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So part of me wants to say he's a good guy, which it sounds like he is. And, you know, also when younger person, are you going to go up to a bunch of adults and be like, no, this is mine? Like, it sounds like guy's a good guy, but like, I kind of wish that he was able to hold out, because it's the Yankees organization. It's a very rich baseball player. Like, throwing that guy 6 figures would have been nothing to them. So I kind of wish that he would have been more of a jerk about it, if it makes any sense.
I think he was such a fanboy because in the article I read, he was like, please resign, or his roommate said that. He was just so excited and caught up in the moment that I thought what he accepted was unacceptable.
Like, low, very low.
Taking a step back, take your emotions out of this and think, you have a once in a lifetime opportunity here to take the Yankees to the bank.
Yeah,
that's maturity and age, right? He's 20. 20, you're still a fan. If it's any of us, it's
he's
like, how
probably
much can
on
I get?
TV. His adrenaline's going. He's like, sure, take this back. I'll take whatever you give me.
That's why I hope it happens in the Boston series coming up, and a Red Sox fan catches 62.
Yeah,
because that person will take them to the bank.
As they should.
And taking them to the bank to them, it's like, yeah, whatever. Whatever. We throw money at problems all day. It's nothing. We already forgot about it. I know. But I do also think it's easy for us on the outside, not being in that position. Our name isn't out there everywhere for the world to consume. And people can reach out nowadays to you. They'll find any which way. These other idiot fanboys that are jerks about who knows what the reaction would be in New York, if you were to take that hard line.
Okay, let's just say it was me, and I caught it, and I'm holding out, and I'm trying to take them to the bank. Like, come on, you know, bust your wallet open. I want to get paid. I bet a lot of haters would be coming at me on social media, calling me greedy, selfish, all kinds of names.
Right.
They would.
Right. It is easy from the outside to say, you should have done this. But yeah, also, think about catching that, and you are a fan. Just what it's like, an out of body experience, probably.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you feel like you're part of history there. That was pretty cool that he got that and did it his way. Joe, you mentioned the baseball was interesting last night, and you mentioned the White Sox. I feel like the AL Central was won last night. I feel like the Cleveland Guardians won the division last night. I know their magic number is 9 with 2 weeks to go, but that was it. Like, if the White Sox had HS, so they were they were back 3 to start the night. Or 4 to start
four.
And it could have went to 3. It's 5.
Yeah, a 3-game sweep. You're at 4. You're like, hey, if we sweep here, we got Cease to start the series, we can get it down to 1. And then who knows what's going to happen in the last dozen games of the season. It's over. Now it's over. Mm-hmm. The Guardians need to win 1, and they won 1. And now it's a 5-game lead. They're 5.5 in the wild card. They would need to jump Baltimore and catch Tampa Bay or Seattle. It is completely over for the White Sox. I thought about this. Are we being hyperbolic in Chicago by calling the White Sox the most disappointing team in baseball? We're not. They are the most disappointing team in baseball. Guys, there were 3 teams that had win totals higher than the Sox coming into the season. The Dodgers, they have 103 wins. Yankees, 89. And the Astros have 98. That was it. It was championship or bust and they busted big time. They're not – the expanded playoff format, they're not even going to be participating in this. This morning I see AL Central numbers as high as Cleveland minus 7,000 for the division. Minus 7,000, that implies a 98.6% chance that Cleveland wins the division. And the updated World Series odds this morning, I see as high as 350-1. So it's over.
Wow.
It's over. All over for the White Sox. What a disaster. Another wasted year in what they thought was their championship window.
And also the White Sox were minus 210 to win the AL Central before the season started. The Dodgers were minus 230, and they did their part on the flip side. They took care of
business. They're going to win their division by 30 games. Yeah, the Dodgers are going to win their division by 30 games. Yeah, it's bad. And really, it leads us to very little down the stretch in terms of races. That's another reason why the Judge thing is capturing people. There's nothing here, no. Right? Like, it's There's your one. Phillies trying to hold on, and boy, are they trying to give it back. Six straight losses, Woo! Or five straight losses, excuse me. They're going in the tank here late. They're still up two and a half on Milwaukee, because Milwaukee's lost three straight, too. But that's it, really. It's just the last spot in the NL. Who wants it? That's it. I mean, and it's seeding.
I think Milwaukee's the only other team that you could throw into the conversation of most disappointing in baseball. It's the White Sox in the American League. The
Giants.
Well, I say Milwaukee because their win total was 90.
It was higher than the Giants, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and they might not make the playoffs, Paul. So, but I think overall, White Sox, what was it, like 11-12-1 to start the season for the World Series, and people kept waiting and waiting in this crap division. Imagine them in a quality division, what they would have been. You know, against the spread, run line records, I was looking at that. They're bottom five in baseball. I mean, that's how bad they were. They were favored in most games, but they couldn't score all season. One of many problems. A lot of young players that can hit, but they don't have positions for any of them. It's a mess. And if they were to move on from Tony La Russa, let's say they have that agreement with ownership, that's not going to fix all of their problems. They've got a lot of issues, right, Paul? I mean, you saw this.
I mean, yeah. And they still haven't decided what they're going to do there. Right, like we're not going to see him again, right? But like every
they're series, not even talking. They're not talking like about it.
Back. Yeah,
they like won't say anything about it.
Yeah, I know, because it is an embarrassment, and like it was all cloak and dagger from the beginning. Obviously, with Tony, he had this procedure, I guess, with the pacemaker in the off season, which you know, I don't know, maybe raises some eyebrows, causes some concern. But I will with the Brewers, you guys mentioned too. I just remember seeing so many central parlays. Be like, hey, Brewers Sox.
Ooh,
like almost yeah. like a gimme. Like almost like a gimme yeah. at the beginning of the season. Careful. As always. Like if it's too easy, too good to be true, like there's nothing automatic here.
Okay, so we're going to get a lot of spots like this. Season over or you clinch. Betting against the White Sox today, do you do it? They're favored with Lance Lynn. Cleveland has a better pitcher on the mound in McKenzie. White Sox have to be deflated. The realistic players all know the season's over. And do you just bet against them today? When we're going to get a lot of spots like this over the next couple of weeks. Do you jump on that or what? Yeah.
Plus money, yes, for the Guardians. Since it's plus money, yes. Mm-hmm. I will say if there's one pitcher that I can't give the gonna lay it up or like check out or whatever, it's probably Lance Lynn. Like that's just Lance he's Lynn. Not that dude. Yeah.
Yep.
But
yep.
Yeah, we are gonna get a lot of those because the season's longer, right? And there's not that many races, so there's gonna be teams that clinch, like the Astros and the Dodgers win every night anyway. But it's like, do they really put their foot on the gas? I mean, they have the number one seed wrapped up. It's gonna be a weird last week because there's gonna be teams out there that just are halfway home or they're getting ready for the playoffs in their mind. So there's going to be some opportunities there if you can hit on it in the betting world. A lot of football to come here. We got power rankings coming up in a little bit, and we'll find out today if Mike Evans is going to have that suspension rescinded or not. He at the hearing yesterday with John Runyon, that total, and we talked about it yesterday, so low in that game, and I guess that's part of it, right? That Evans is right now out of that game.
Yeah, I still think it's an overreaction on the total. But don't you think part of that is what's happened with the unders? 21-10-1 in the first 2 weeks. At the moment, we have six games with totals less than 42.
And didn't we see this kind of overreaction in the preseason too with the totals? I feel like we did. It seems like in recent memory. But yeah, I think it's an overreaction because the books were like, oh, we're getting killed on these totals. We've got to make some adjustments here.
It does feel like it goes the other way. Joe Ojo, G. Aaron Hawksworth, BetQL Daily on the other side. Week 3 NFL power rankings are top 5 teams of pro football right now. That's next on the BetQL Network.